na 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 na
I got it all. Hey, yeah, all righty. I got it all. Betty Jo, I'm looking for your emails. Did you email me today? Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always an interesting show. Celebrity talk, movie interest, everything. Catch her on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The George Bettinger Show, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. It's the George Bettinger Show on Dreamstream Radio. All righty. Just checking out everything, and we'll get started with our day. And let's see what's coming up. I'll be in Princeton the 4th and the 5th. The Cinco de Mayo should be an interesting show. The Cinco de Mayo show. Okay. All right. Catching that. And let's see. Okay. How about a Nerds with Afterbirth Monkey?
Of Tesla, when's his Darth Vader for Halloween? Rides around on a powder blue Vespa. That's you. You're a nerd. That's you. A super legitimate nerd. Close Buffy. Battlestar and Doctor Who.
Exterminate, exterminate.
Elvish Navi and Klingon.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yelled winter is coming at Comic Con while keeping Hal Jordan's ring on. That's me.
Younger, I used to have dreams that Trini, the yellow Power Ranger, would come to my bedside and teach me karate. I was 17 years old.
I'm not fooled by your LASIK. They're not fooled by my LASIK. Nobody's fooled by our LASIK. It's true. Our attention to detail is absurd. Shazam! Excelsior.
Ladies and gentlemen,
When Judy Garland first came to New York to open up her really theatrically historic first engagement at the Palace Theater, she said she just wouldn't come to New York without a certain young comic. She wanted him on the bill. His name was Alan King. As you all recall, from the time he opened the Palace Theater, he became the rage of New York. Now he actually commutes to England because he's the number one comedy star in England. So let's have a wonderful welcome for Alan King.
Thank you very much. Seems a little chilly for July 5th.
I don't know.
But, I am very happy to be here tonight. Of course, Ed has been so kind to mention my commuting to England. I just had a great thrill. I was on the command performance for Her Majesty the Queen of England. I hope you don't mind if I spend a few minutes discussing this, because with my background, you know, I'm not too familiar with royalty usually, you know. I once got drunk with Count Basie in Cincinnati. We were up in Glasgow, Scotland, for the command. It was a great occasion. We were all standing backstage after the performance, and the Lord Mayor of Glasgow just walked around with the Queen. You know, he was so excited. I wasn't, because I was drunk, you know. That's where they make the stuff, you know, up there. It's beautiful. It comes out of the tap. I was standing there, and of course, very nervous, and Lord Mayor said, "Your Majesty, may I present Mr. King from America?" And she said, "How do you do, Mr. King?" And I said, "How do you do, Mrs. Queen?" I don't think I'll ever go back. No, but she was a very charming lady. Of course, my wife was there with me, but she didn't meet the Queen. Of course, that was when I was there. Now, to hear the story, you think that she doesn't make a move without my wife, you know. Because women lie a lot, you know. No, I mean this. You know, I've been married 12 years. And I found out that when a man becomes successful in any degree, it's the woman that changes. Now, I come from the Lower East Side of New York. I never met a comedian that didn't come from the Lower East Side. I know a very talented comedian from Cincinnati moved to the Lower East Side of New York. And actually, I lived so far downtown, 14th Street was like Connecticut to me, you know. And, yes, I met my wife there. We come from the same neighborhood. In fact, my family had more money than my wife's family. And we were on relief. You can imagine what a thrilling thing. Of course, to look at my wife today, you'd never dream she came from so humble a beginning. You think she came from a plantation in Virginia somewhere. And that's one of the reasons she's not too happy with me, because I'm the only one left that remembers where she came from. Anytime she opens up a big mouth, I remind her where she came from. I like to think back the old days when we were so happy, so much in love. We were married 2 years. My wife told me I was to become a father. This is a big moment in your life. I like the way the women tell you important things. They don't discuss it over the dinner table or during the evening. They wait till you're sound asleep. Have you ever noticed that? It aggravates them that you're sleeping. Now, my wife stays up all night because she hasn't got no place to go in the morning, you know. She watches the late show, the late, late show. She salutes the flag, sings the Star Spangled Banner. She waits for the thought for the day. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but remember what a wet horse smells like and all that. Now, I was asleep, as I said, and my wife walks in. Now, when the woman walks in, you're asleep. They do little things to find out if you're really asleep, you know. Like all the lights go on, they slam the door, the stool goes out, and then the cough. You ever hear a polite cough? Then she says, "Are you up?" Well, even if you're dead, you react a little. Then they get alongside of you, and they stop at the elbows. You ever get the harpoon in the ribs in the middle of the night? Alan, you're not doing anything. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm always busy at this hour. I play polo every morning at 5 o'clock. What do you want? She says, "I have a strange desire for some exotic food." She said, "Run down to the All My Delicatessen and get me a corned beef sandwich with some chocolate sprinkles, some whipped cream, a piece of watermelon, and a sour pickle." You know, it's
sleepy as I was, I realized that this was it, you know. I had seen enough movies to know that this is the way it is. You ever notice when a woman is expecting how she really takes charge of your life? The first thing, of course, the neighborhood wasn't good enough anymore. You know. She said, I don't want my children growing up in this neighborhood. I can't afford where I'm living now. What do you want from me? The kid comes, you don't like the neighborhood, let him move. I'm staying where I am. Alan, let's buy a house. Now, you know, I've been making fun of the suburbs for many years, and this is actually the way I moved out there. He said, let's buy a house. Everybody's doing it. You remember. 10 years ago, the exodus from the city to the suburbs, someone cut a ribbon, they fired a pistol, and the land grants were out. Onward to the suburbs, these gallant pioneers with the covered wagons and the mink stoles hanging out the back. You know, everybody out there. I bought a house for $48,000. It was listed to sell for $12,500. I wanted extras, you know. Little things like I needed windows, I wanted a floor in one room. Own your own home. Save your money all your life so you become your own janitor. That's all it is. The only time my wife talks to me is, Alan, take out the garbage. I say, we didn't eat. Where's the garbage coming from? Can't stand to see me sit still for 5 minutes. She collects the garbage from the neighbors just so I can pick up. Suburbs, what a ridiculous place to live. Nobody talks to anybody. It's a competition thing out there, you know. I've got one neighbor I haven't seen in 4 years. He's hiding because he knows I want him to go partners on the hedges. That's the big thing, you know, the lawns. You ever see Sunday in the suburbs? You see how ridiculous the men look? They work hard 6 days a week. Come Sunday, they're on all fours like dogs crawling around. They all have the same outfit, you know. Bermuda shorts, sneakers, bony knees. And they all have the shirt with the alligator on it, like a bag. They're all sick. How would you like to come home from a drunk on Saturday night and Sunday morning at 6:45, the neighbors are out. Cut the grass with a motorboat where I live. You say, what's going on down there? They say, oh, good morning, Mr. King. They don't drink, you know. They're up. They're ready to go. Say, what are you going to do about the crabgrass? I'm going to let it lay there till 3 o'clock. Then I'll decide what to do. I don't make important decisions at 7 o'clock in the morning. I hope the lawn rots. Spreads everybody else's lawn. Middle of a television rehearsal, my wife calls me on the phone, crying, screaming. I rush home. She's standing in front of the house. Alan, lawn is dying. I didn't even know it was sick. What do you want me to do? I've got a gardener. Oh, he's brilliant, brilliant. He's telling me I have sour soil. I told my wife not to marry me. It's hereditary. Oh, that sour soil before me. What do you do about it? Gardner says, we use Kentucky bluegrass. That's the finest grass seed in the world. But they don't tell you it only grows in Kentucky. I gotta buy a racehorse for $3,700. Let him walk around the grounds every afternoon. You think the gardens are the only thing to worry about? What about the decorators? Are they beautiful? My wife just found 2 beautiful decorators. Well, a set of bookends like this you never saw. They come to the house once a week. They fly around the room. They're always wearing sandals. Could be snow on the ground. They wear sandals. And they're always coming back from Italy. They never go. They're always coming back. They keep saying, in this corner, we'll put some ivy. You know about ivy. If you have a piece of furniture that has a hole in it, immediately becomes a planter. You know, the ivy, we got it coming out of faucets, keyholes, cracks in the walls. Did you see the new thing where they open up the drawer and the ivy hangs out of the drawer? And my socks and underwear are laying on the floor, but the ivy's coming out of the drawer. And my wife keeps telling me the reason we live out there is for the children. Better schools, which is, of course, ridiculous. We live directly across the street from a public school, and my boy can't attend. We don't live in the zone. They got kids from out of state going to the school, but we don't live in the zone. They tell me the zone line runs right through my house. According to them, if my kid slept in the garage, he could go to this room. I'll tell you the truth, I can go on like this for hours, but I'll be honest with you, the only reason is I don't ever finish this thing. I'd like to finish it by selling my house. You've been a delightful audience, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy July 4th weekend, and good night. That's it.
That was Alan King. Get me some of that old-time comedy. All right, the George Benger Show. What did I say? Wednesdays at 4 and Sundays at 1 on Dream Stream Radio. And don't forget Word Up. Word Up every Tuesday with Eric Vedder. Check it out. Go to No Name and a Bag of Chips or Word Up on Facebook. And you can follow and you'll have all the dates when they're playing. Usually I get a notice, but nobody emailed me today. So, okay, let's keep it going with Tom Carosa and Indigo.
Would you like to go to somewhere that's far? Won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun. Once you are there, you won't ever care. You'll see more than you thought you could see. Would you like to go where time stands still? It's closer than you know, no.
Tom Carosa. His CDs are available on CD Baby. Okay. Let's keep it going with, I don't know. Where should we go with this? How about Me at Gotham? There you go.
People, here's some audience. applaud you. Very, very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French, because I'm crazy. Je n'ai mon aimé, Santa, le prince ami d'Ara, ni ane ane. I love it for me, you're all so cute. I could beat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Alors, mes, we're French. We have a sense of humor. We have to, because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. I said, oh my God, that's so my life. How'd they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying, because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this canal. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? And even before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She used to go, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, me not asking. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want, okay? Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! You, because I like the looks of you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg?
I own a software company.
You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son?
Playing with my son.
Yes, playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company, like that hobbies, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg. What a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Any other stuff about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, you like it? There we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you. Drive for you. You're real cute. You're real swell. He's not the kind to remove a floppy disk and tell. Woo! Oh, Greggy, you're really, really cute. I like how you almost made that into kind of sort of a soup. Oh, Greg, baby, you're really, really fine. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish I could make you mine, but she's very nice. So I guess you're staying married, whatever the price. Yeah! Oh, Greggy, come on, let's go. I got a computer and some bits and buzzwords I think you might know. Oh, Greg, sweetie, what is a girl to do? You sat in the front, what did you expect we were gonna pick on you? Oh, Fallon, but I completely forgot. Oh, my buddy. I love her. I love her. She's the best. Let's hear it. Nancy Lombardo, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to What's the Buzz in New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. All right. Don't forget, you can watch my show, www.mnn.org, Lifestyle Channel 2, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and three channels in Manhattan. Just go to my Facebook page. Big kiss. Bye-bye.